For the regular shit. This shit right now, I don't know what the fuck I'm walking into.
This is regular. This is regular. Anyway, all right. Here we go.
You are now tuned into the Laptop Chronicles, the podcast for all things porn. Now sit back, relax, and get ready to have your ears stimulated.
Yo, welcome to the Laptop Chronicles. It's your host, Al. The PhD in pornography, graduated West Coast Productions University, class of 01, the sex talk specialist. I drink rum, I jerk off, and I always have 100 tabs and running. As always, I got my podcast partner in crime, Corey County Trill.
What up, though?
A.K.A. Put your legs on my shoulders and relax.
Mm-hmm. King of the burps. You know the fucking vibes. Baltimore County forever.
A.K.A. the Pornhub killer.
You know the fucking vibes.
And today,
can I get that off? All right, bet.
We got a special guest. Special.
Nigga, wait.
The brown coat bandit. The president of the Peeping Tom Association of Brooklyn. The one, the only, Dirty Tim Vick.
That's amazing. You gave me all that? And I'm not shaking your hand. You know what I mean?
Because
you said you jerk off. And
claps.
I'm not.
Give him some claps. Give him some claps.
What the fuck? You got the claps?
Oh, no, yeah. I don't need the claps. No.
You need the claps.
We wear rubbers.
You know what I mean? Oh, I see what you did there. Oh, he ready. He ready. Congratulations.
Yeah. You passed the test.
Fired early.
Bang, bang.
You graduated, yay.
Yo, welcome to the Laptop Chronicles, man. If you're a fan of Baltimore County Forever Podcast, then you know this guy. And you know, somehow, me and him always have words.
Arch nemesis.
Hey, but I love him.
And we're about to see it today.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So I invited him to the Laptop Chronicles for our special subject. But first, we got some news. You know how we do. So, the book is almost done.
It is?
It is almost done.
Congratulations.
Yep. I got two more stories or short poems to add. Uh-huh. And then I actually have another book coming out. It's not mine, it's actually my dad's.
Okay. What is your book about? I don't think the audience knows.
Come on, it's the Laptop Chronicles. If you've read some of the short stories that I've put on the Instagram page, that's what the book is about. Just filth, flying.
Like Zane?
Yeah.
A little dirtier, though.
Dirt, come flying. There's some threesomes. There's some... Come on, man. You was talking about come flying last week.
Yeah, I got kind of... I did?
Yeah, bro.
Hey, it was a wild episode.
Yeah, it's always. But yeah, the book is coming.
Come flying.
Probably in the next... let's see. I gotta add two more stories. Short, very, very short stories. I got to proofread it, then sending it out to get published along with my dad's book. That's going to be my surprise to him.
Okay, so it'd be like his life?
I'll be honest, I haven't read the whole thing because, I mean, like I said on last week's episode, me and him, I've had a grudge for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. So he actually sent me a copy of the manuscript, but I tucked it away, right? I was just like, fuck this dude. Well, when we moved him out of his apartment, my sister was like, yo, you got to look at this. And I read like the first two pages and I was like, holy shit, this dude is onto something. So he always wanted to get it published, but he just never did. So he's in the latter part of his life. So that's going to be my surprise to him, is to get it published.
Word.
That's dope.
Yeah. So along with his book and my book, we're putting something out there.
Word.
Dang. Yeah. That's fire, bro.
Yeah.
Damn. So he wrote the book.
He wrote it.
How long ago did he write it?
Maybe 15 years ago.
That's fire.
He's been sitting on it. Man, yo, my dad is a fucking genius, bro. Like, if y'all think I know a lot about history, I don't know shit.
Nah, that's great shit. Like I said, I big Corey up on, you know what I mean, having conversations and just being around, you know, his dad, and I mean, it's a great shit that
yeah
to have that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, you know, so shout out to my pops, and hope everybody's gonna read it. It's gonna be digital, and I'm gonna print out. I'm gonna have it available in hard copy,
and it'll be right on this podcast table.
Yeah, both of them. Podcast. Can't wait.
Big up to you and your freaky father too. Man, I don't know what it's about, but it's all right.
No, no man. You know what?
I'm trying to mute my laugh a little bit because I
fuck that, bro.
Like, yo,
that's why I'm the guest. Yo, you know what I mean?
Yo, because I was like thinking about that shit, like, bro. You can do like a recap of all my laughs. I think I might do that at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Do a recap of all the instances I've laughed, like, for like moments on end.
It's like, yo, oh my god! Yeah. I think between you and Huss is like fucking, yo, laugh Olympics.
Yo, fucking Huss don't be giving a fuck. He'd be saying stuff. He'd be like, "Is that wrong? is it wrong to say that?"
Yeah, shout out to Huss. So, today's topic, I had to bring Dirty Tim Vic here for a reason. The topic is, we're going to talk about Mr. Marcus.
Now, legend.
Legendary. Legend. So, I'll give you a little background. Mr. Marcus is the stage name of Jesse Spencer, an American actor and director, starred in over 1,800 pornographic films. I'm getting all of this off of Wikipedia.
This nigga name is Jesse? Where the fuck you get Marcus from?
It's his middle name.
Oh, I thought he was like, well, that sounds niggerish, so I'm right. Going to go with the niggerish.
Right. It's typical nigger shit. You
know Marcus, Darius, Tyrone, right. Terrell.
Marcus.
It's like, shit, just typical nigger shit.
So he's from Southern Cali. He started doing porn in 1994. Let's see. He started off doing My Baby Got Back 7.
Y'all remember how the those? Fuck did it start at 7? You know what I mean?
Well, who the fuck was the first six niggas? You know? Yeah, they must not have been shit if this nigga took over the franchise
at 7.
He got signed, you know, after.
So what is Baby Got Back? What did it end off? Oh, is it still going?
Oh no, I ended off at like 122 or something.
Oh no, he owned that shit.
They did a lot.
How many bitches' backs got broken? Back. You know what I mean?
Fuck. But yeah, he started off in.
This ain't my shit. I don't think I'm gonna edit any of this.
You can't, bro. You can't. But yeah, he started off in My Baby Got Back 7. And he's been. Now, here's the crazy thing. Well, not crazy, but he's been married the whole time with two kids.
It's a lot of porn stars that are married. That they just look at it like a job.
It's just my profession.
Yeah, right? Like we just look at it. Like, differently.
I don't know if I'm jumping the gambit,
but just jump.
I heard that at one time he was like a carrier of gonorrhea or some shit that was going on. You know what I mean?
There is a lot of controversy around that. He did,
and these were later years.
Yeah. Like 2000. Like I was watching porn.
Yeah, he had. He was the center of a syphilis outbreak.
Oh, syphilis is a major thing. Oh, that's a little different than gonorrhea. You know what I mean?
Why?
Yeah, so it's all on there. If you read, he talks about how he thought it was something else in the test, and it was a whole thing, and he got fined. I think he did like 30 days in jail. Yeah, it's
that shit it's, just went from it went from having fun with fucking bitches to now. Jail time. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Because and that's because testing is so strict.
Mm-hmm.
In the industry.
It should be.
And you have to fill out forms.
It should be.
I'm trusting you.
Yeah.
It should be, right? I'm giving you all of me. You know what I mean? Like,
giving you the best that I got.
And
that, maybe. Hey,
you gotta relax. Sorry. You know what I mean?
My bad. Hey, we gotta have clips to share for the Instagram.
They got their own clips. You know what I mean? We just have to put the subtitles. They got their own clips.
I think ahead of the game.
This
right?
Nigga got a fan club. Now.
You know the fuck? I'm about to start being a fan. A Baltimore County Forever fan page.
Don't let Lauren find out you got OnlyFans.
She's going to be my manager. Yo.
Little to the left, bro.
Hey, man. I'm just saying. Hey. You gotta have somebody that can be an accountant. So shout out to her degrees.
Yes. Oh wow! So you saying she's your sugar mama?
Yes, absolutely. How do you think I got all this shit?
There we go. Shout out to her. She's an unofficial backer of the podcast.
She's definitely not any kind of backing for me.
I want to say things later, but yeah. I want to get a backing too.
You know. You better go home and say that.
I'm going to. That's what I whisper. Yeah.
So yeah, baby. He's got a whole shit. Yeah, man. So yeah, Mr. Marcus, man. So he, let's see, 1998, he got Male Performer of the Year, 99, he got an AVN Award, 2001. He is in the AVN Hall of Fame.
What's AVN?
Adult Video Network.
Okay.
That's like the
The Grammys are porn. The Grammys are porn.
Oh, now you know that.
I just know that much. I mean,
I just know that. We'll be sneaking and watching HBO know, right? Cinemax at night.
Just sleep. Let's see, he's got quite a few awards, but most famously, he's okay. So for those of you who don't know who Mr. Marcus is, he's the guy you used to see fucking with his hat on.
Kind of like you. It just looks like you. I'm not going to say because I've never been around you fucking.
Hey, yo,
you
know, let's any person up. With your frame you know looks like you. Right. You know Michael Clark right. Duncan. Right. Mr. Marcus.
Just yo. The big niggas with a hat.
Is that hat velvet? What I is like, that velvet?
Aw, shit. Nah, that's a nice
that
hat.
Is that. No, that's the wolf. That's the wolf.
Oh, okay, version. All right. You know what I mean? Yeah, I was looking. I was like, damn, that shit kind of fire. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's a sheepskin.
Lamb's a condom hat.
This nigga's a fucking condom.
This is right a real blue
go
condom.
Go get tested.
I like the way you. Yo, you know what I'm saying? Yo, he really be partying out here, dog. You know there saying? We go.
Sure way to go, dick. Keep going.
First and last time this guy's came on.
Hey, how you doing?
But yo, the crazy part about Mr.
I'm bruh, sorry. All right. Go ahead.
I had to do the church finger. You know the church finger. But yo, but that's the crazy part. Like I remember watching Mr. Marcus, and he would have the hat on.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, he had on like knee pads, like a knee brace.
Oh, wrestling.
And right. And he used to wear Tim's.
All right, so let's start with the hat. He don't sweat.
Like I don't know.
I think I had a budget. I sweat through. I had to. Get another one. What the fuck?
And it was always one of the. It wasn't like a.
It was broken.
It was broken.
Right. The brim was broken.
What you mean?
It was like a. Like, bad, it was nah, like a bad
you
hat.
Just yeah.
Oh, it was like the dirty old hats.
Yeah.
Like the hat you put on when you go to Home Depot.
Oh, those hats.
Yeah. Like
the painter hat.
Hey, babe. I'll be back. I'm gonna go do this deep piece.
I'm fucking these bitches.
You know, and come back and he had knee pads, but it was the Tim's that got me.
Had knee pads.
That's the part that is he used to fuck. And my thing is this, on a porn set, okay, so I've been to the point where I'm like, yo, I'm about to clap these cheeks. I'm walking in the house. There was one time, and I was I was ready to go, right? Going up the stairs to Shorty's apartment, and I was taking my shoes off as I was walking up the stairs.
And you really wanted sneaking that in? Pussy.
You're sneaking it?
He couldn't stop it.
Right. I'm going to sneak attack this bitch.
No, she was in front of me. I was like, yo, pull your keys out. Look, I'm not trying to waste no time.
You so, ain't want the neighbors to hear.
Man, you fuck about them neighbors?
Shit, if you took your shoes off, like you was creeping.
Why was you rushing?
Because I was horny.
You was rushing and creeping. What the fuck? I'm lost. No.
You got to pick something.
Look, we were going back to her spot.
Right.
Right. We were walking up the stairs of her apartment.
You took your shoes off.
And I was untying my shoes to kick them off when we got in the door because I was just going, what?
You was that horny?
Bruh.
Why are you going to ask this nigga?
I'm just, you know what I mean? Like, you got to be really fucking horny to not
think about all that other shit.
It's just like remember in Bad Boys when he was driving and he was like, you had the right to remain silent. And Mike was like, yo, what the fuck you doing? He was like, getting it out the way. That's what I was doing. Okay. I was untying my shoes.
Okay, all
right. Getting it out the way. Right? So, anyway, We got up in the crib, and I kicked my shoes off. And
that's the fucked up. You kicked them off.
I didn't want to waste time untying them. It was already untied.
Yo, you okay. Funny. Right. Keep going. Yo, this shit funny as shit.
Come on, yo. So I kicked my shoes off, and I pulled my pants down. I was pulling her pants down, and we was going at it. The thing that always bugged me about Mr. Marcus is, unless you're wearing, like, some shorts, like, you got to take your shoes off, take your pants off, and put your shoes back on to do a scene. That used to always kind of weird me out, like.
I'm almost certain he did just that, bro.
No, but, you know, at one point in time, you can just pull your pants down, because we were wearing big pants.
Oh, yeah, I can't. So you could, I wear tight jeans.
You could. Now you do, yeah. But at one point you was wearing.
Well, baggy. By the time baggy pants, I wasn't fucking then. So
sorry, you missed out on that.
Sorry,
it could have been like a firefighter.
Carl Kani jeans,
right? Hey, you know, yo. You just pull them shits out like a firefighter. You know what I mean? With your shoes still on,
like a firefighter.
Come on, girl, swing down this pole.
Yeah, yo.
Nah,
like a firefighter.
You could probably pull them joints right over your shoes. Like,
yeah, I do remember that. Mm-hmm. But that was some summertime shit. Get them.
Yeah, out. Especially if you had them like the capri joints on. Yeah.
Oh, I wore them.
Yeah.
I had a pair of
them shits was just like hula hoops to shoes. You know what I mean? You right to your shoes. You know what I mean?
I'm taking everything off. Fuck it. But yeah, so that used to trick me. I'm like, yo, did he get undressed? To put his boots back on?
Yeah, I'm almost certain, bro. And in fact, if he probably walked on set without the boots on, the director was probably like, hey, yo, go put the boots on, B.
Right.
Go put the boots on. Wear your hat. Wear your hat. He's asking him where his costume is. Right. he just want to make sure he gets the proper scene.
Who's the costume designer?
That nigga probably stitch up his own boots.
Right.
You ever fucked in Tim's?
No.
I'm married. Thank you. Hey, baby.
Hey, baby. Okay, before that, when you was...
I'm right.
like Lauren always tell me, she be like... I have no exes.
Ooh.
And I be like, you right, I don't. Hey, you fucking right, I don't. I love you.
Hey,
yo.
Hey.
Life is good.
But yeah, you know what the
I'm still trying to live my life. You know what I mean?
You know what the best shit to fuck is? To fuck in?
What?
Them socks from Sky Zone.
They got grip. Give me some grip
bottom.
My man. Yes.
Well, yeah. Hold on.
But it is be fucked up when the sock turn left.
Hold the fuck up. Cause both of y'all motherfuckers is grown. And Sky Zone is a later shit.
Yeah.
So when the fuck did you go fucking with somebody's kid?
Whoa.
Mothers. Whoa. No.
I have a child.
No. Okay. But you had to be there with a kid. So you had to be. So you just was going.
Sky Zone has like on Friday nights, it's like all adults.
It's adults.
Nigga, y'all well above the adult range.
Y'all don't like living his life.
I'm sorry, I forgot that I'm
just
old.
Cause you spend your time
I forgot I'm older.
Nigga, this nigga's your age that be jumping at Sky Zone.
Bro, that shit's a workout. It ain't no.
And y'all not that far apart in age.
I know.
If you're going there, you got some other behaviors going on. You know what I mean?
Other behaviors. What are you, a fucking principal?
You're looking, my therapist.
You're looking for other things. You know what I mean? How the fuck you going to bring up bad. A hold on. No, it's going great. How the fuck are you talking about Sky Zone socks?
Bro, they're hospital socks.
So let's say that.
Okay, all right. Yeah, hospital socks.
Hospital socks.
Let's say that.
The orange.
The gripping socks. Yes. The grip socks.
A base bottom sock. You know what I mean?
fucking HR.
Hold on. I know, right?
Yeah.
This motherfucker's offended because we're talking about Sky Zone.
Fuck yeah. Because I'm not thinking of like,
bro,
I'm going to put these Sky Zone socks on and I'm going to fuck the shit out of a bitch. I'm just going to angle myself. On. You know what I mean? Like, you know how you can angle an action figure and it's like, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, my God.
I'm just going to be angled like a fucking G.I. Joe man. Like,
oh, this is 2021. There are, you get some grip. You know what I'm saying? Especially.
I understand why y'all had his boots on then. Shout out to Marcus.
There we go. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because yeah, y'all niggas is new niggas. Y'all wearing special socks.
It's 2021, man.
Hey, if you fucking on carpet, your foot fitting the slide. You need
that grip.
Unless you want fucking carpet burns at the bottom of your fucking feet.
See, that's why y'all niggas is new.
Oh, so y'all was just getting burns?
You just tighten your toes up.
You know what I mean? Nigga grip his toes on the carpet.
You grip the carpet.
You fight the carpet. You bite the carpet back, huh?
I just did it just now because it's a reaction. You know what I mean? When you talk about some shit like that, it's real. You know what I mean?
This motherfucker's fucking in the projects.
Oh, no, it wasn't carpets in the projects. You know what I mean? That shit was...
So what the fuck was you gripping? Your toes was broke. He was bringing your toes a hardwood floor.
you were plant-based. You know what I mean? You put your... You put your feet on the wall.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hey, yo, so what was parties like for you growing up? Like, was y'all doing wall dances then?
Nah, we was doing everything. You know what I mean? Coochies was stinking. You know what I mean?
Oh, this is wild. This is gold, right?
The lights was out. You know what I mean?
Oh, y'all was touching?
Yeah. Shit was freaky. You know what I mean? Like I said, it was a lot of friction. A lot of pussy sweat, juice in the air. You know what I mean?
A lot of fingering.
Oh, yeah. A lot of onion pussies. You know what I mean?
Onion pussies.
It was what it was.
Remember, clip your fingernails, wash your hands.
Mm-hmm.
I just show that now.
Especially now.
Yeah, pH balance will be thrown off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially when you doing one and then your man going over. There's a lot of fingers in one bitch. You know what I mean? Hey, that's what was happening. You know what I mean?
Ow. You know what? That's why. Okay, it's for those of you who don't know.
Yeah, give them a rundown.
That's Vic. That's
I mean, we was doing things early on, you know what I mean? Well, like I said, it was party back then, you know what I mean? You could finger pop, five niggas finger pop one bitch at one time. You know what I mean? Like, not saying
that's
one
wild
time.
Hands,
not, not, saying, not saying one time where it's just like, you know what I mean?
What are y'all playing, tag? Like,
you could go through one, you know what I mean? Like, oh, shit, I finger pop that. Oh, shit, I finger pop
it's on my hand.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. It's on my hand.
Bro.
He just said, everybody, your nose.
I was here first. You know what I mean? My fingers is fresher than yours.
Hey, yo, Keisha.
You know what I mean? Hell yeah. Tamika. You know what I mean?
Ashley. Shannon.
Brenda on the thumb. The big bitch on the thumb. You know what I mean? Big Brenda on the thumb. You know
it
what I mean?
It was Brenda, Leticia, Linda, Felicia. Yo. Shout out to X, shout man. Out to shout X, out to man. DMX.
You know what I mean?
Wow, man. That's why I'm you got five putting fingers. That up. You
know wow, that's why you got five. Wow. See, you know what? I really.
Respect. I understand that. That was dope.
I really couldn't finger, like, nah.
Nigga,
just,
what the fuck you?
It just, I got big,
we ain't
I
got, going
what's
there.
Up with your middle finger? Man, that shit been jammed so many times from playing basketball.
Jesus.
I grew up an athlete, man. Yes, that shit's crooked.
You a murderer, bitch. Right.
Yeah. Although my thumbs are good. Oh.
I said I fingered a bitch with a thumb. You fucking bitches with thumbs. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
He's putting it in their ass.
Right, got, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's
oh, it's just right there. It's right there. This nigga did the flick. Like, y'all thumbs don't work the same way as mine.
I know.
He's like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? It's like, he hit the throttle on a fucking, on a dirt bike. You know what I mean?
Hey,
bro, listen.
Creepy nigga.
Listen. Doggy style, and when your woman's about to come, you put your thumb on that spot, bruh, she gonna be like, yes, do it again.
Yep.
I'm just gonna drink.
Yeah.
You know,
we already know it's going. You're welcome. Lauren, you're welcome.
Right. Let us know next week. Yeah, right.
Absolutely not.
This part will be edited.
Yeah. It'd be like, yeah,
right.
Let
it. Right. It's just going to be a whole.
I see something.
Yeah, I mean, you're already getting the mold of your pickle.
Huh? All right, so you wasn't here last episode,
right?
I explained that I should have prior to meeting Lauren, I should have got my dick molded for women that I had sex with that enjoyed my sex. But that was actually an idea that I had to do that for an anniversary, get my dick
okay,
molded.
Okay, so let's go a couple steps back again.
Okay.
Okay. So now we're talking about something else. What you were talking about, I'm not going to say it.
Uh-huh.
Pause. You know what I mean? That whole segment is just weep. You know what I mean? But it's a molding of yourself, right?
Yeah.
So you're talking about getting yourself molded.
Yeah.
In case you're not there.
Yes.
For her later.
Yes.
Okay. Y'all niggas is weird. You know what I mean? But it's all right.
Old nigga energy.
I'm getting my dick molded to use at the same time.
I get my Jimmy wax every day.
Yeah. I love to hear this wild shit. Mm-hmm. This is weird. Yeah. Y'all niggas is weird.
Weird. Nah, niggas just having fun.
Weird is relative.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
hey baby,
you know.
I mean,
I gotta keep myself clean. Very smart.
I gotta keep myself.
What's weird to you may not be weird to me. I call that a Tuesday. It is Tuesday.
Follow me on Facebook. Yeah. I'm gonna start an Instagram.
Yeah. Oh yeah. What is that? AMSR?
ASMR.
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
I love you, baby. Yeah.
Hey man, don't be stimulating people through the headphones.
Hey, is that right?
What the fuck?
You say it on the intro, right?
I know.
I'm about to be fucking Howard Stern on this bitch.
That's noise. Now that's weird.
Now put your pussy to the speaker.
Yo,
Howard Stern shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. But yo, yeah, so fucking with Tim's on.
Yeah, right. Back to that. You know what I mean?
But yeah, so that was Mr. Marcus. He was fucking with Tim's on. And I don't know, that just always bugged me. I'm like, yo, my man is a great fuck. He's a legend. Cause
Nah, he has legendary status. He is the name of what Pinky is to us of how we look at females. He is what females look at to what he, who he is. So, you know what I mean?
Okay, like, I get what you're saying. Excuse me. But at the same time, like, even as a male performer, I'm a fan of his work. You know, him, Wesley Pipes.
That's a wild nigga, bro.
That's the nigga that with the gun on your shit. With the gun.
No.
Suck this dick.
Yeah, that's it. I was just like,
you better suck this dick.
Ball head nigga with the gun. You know
what I mean? Hey, y'all say what? It was his girl
and her homegirls was playing cards.
And he like walk in and he say something slick to her. And she was like, well, pull it out right now. And he was like, in front of your friends? He's like, shit, you ain't got to tell me twice. And then they got up, and he was like, you bitches leave. Or some shit like that. I was just like,
yeah, that nigga's a wild nigga.
That nigga be telling a story with porn. That shit be wild as fuck.
All right, so let me ask you a question, because now I'm a jump into something else. What the fuck was happening on with the clown niggas from...
Yo, that was wild.
Who?
The clown niggas from, like, Snoop Dogg shits. You know what I mean? Like, the dancing clown... Remember the crumpin'?
Oh, you talking about the crumpin'?
The crumpin' clown niggas. They had the porn shit. You don't remember that?
Nah.
Oh, my God.
I did see one with it's like a porno of a clown fucking bitches, but...
In Vegas?
Yes.
No, nigga.
He's talking about something different,
though. This was the Snoop Dogg shit. My people just made me throw this shit away. Like, I just threw these shits away. Like,
man, you don't throw porn DVDs away.
Yeah, you could have given it to this nigga.
I should have analyzed it.
Yeah, you got to look that up. I don't know.
No, it was the... It was a clown, the crunk, you know, the dancing.
That's crazy. Like the actual owner?
I don't know who the fuck he is. The clown nigga had the wig on, and he was a porn nigga. And it was on the Snoop shit. I threw away the Snoop shit. Like,
did you have dip sex?
No, I didn't have those.
Okay.
But it was a porn. It was a Snoop shit that he had.
I remember when Snoop had the porn.
And it was a clown nigga on it.
I think it was called Doghouse.
I don't know.
It might have been called Doggy Style. That
bro, I probably threw away $10,000. You know what I mean? Like,
damn.
No, I'm just talking about
like selling.
The video could have been,
yeah,
you know what I mean, worth a lot of fucking money.
Especially if he was able to upload it at some point, monetize off
I'm just mad that.
Yeah, the nigga didn't go to Google. Right. He went to Pornhub right to search. I mean, you guess you got to go through the source.
It's the Laptop Chronicles, man.
Yes, all right.
You know? All right, I don't see it.
It's all right. I'm just mad that I threw it away. But it was the clown nigga was fucking these bitches.
You have any porn DVDs left?
Nah, man. I remember I hacked my PSP and put porn on it.
Oh, fucked it up, didn't it?
No. I knew what I was doing. I'm really low-key a tech nerd. As y'all can see, with all this
one DVD left. I got one DVD.
What is it?
My baby got back.
Yo, still no. What are the joints?
I'm sorry. No. In the butt.
I'm mad that it should have just been my baby got back.
Hey yo, I remember like one of the first porn sites I ever went to was called Pick a Butt. Yeah, it was like pick a butt, pick a boo. Pick a booty.
So
pick
in Japan, like the Japanese have their porn categories are like way different. So they have this thing where you can go. Okay, in Japan, it's like they have people sitting like three levels of asses, like like 10 asses across, right? And you can pay and you can walk up and just lick an ass and lick a pussy.
All right, that's dangerous.
That's creepy.
Right. Yeah. Just like there's
I just want to buy syphilis. So, you know what I mean? I want to buy herpes. You know what I mean? I just feel like herpes. You know what I mean?
And even
let me get a plate full of herpes.
So in Czechoslovakia or the Czech Republic, that's right. They have a studio that is like a glory hole. So like they have women that are it's like a wall.
A wall, right.
And they're like all you see is just the bottom half of them, and you buy a ticket and you walk in and you can pick any woman to fuck. And
that's wild as hell. Why do they blur out their like the vaginas and
in Japan?
Yeah,
censorship laws.
Oh,
but they're starting to loosen up because of fucking Google. So if, you know, you can Google, like if I'm in Japan and I'm like, oh, I can't see Japanese pussy. Well, guess what? I'm just going to Google pussy. So nice. Japanese is like, you know what? If you can't beat them, join them.
Because I just might want to see a little Chinese pussy. Or Japanese pussy. You know what I mean?
Bro, we going to get canceled.
Nope, we sure aren't. The views expressed on this podcast are individual views.
Dirty Tim Vic will get canceled. I will never be back again.
Thanks for having me. Grand opening, grand closing.
Right. I'm coming back hard.
Pause.
No.
They just said no.
Let's go.
So yeah, he does have a website. It's called MrMarcus.com. You know, let's see. He's giving advice. He wrote a book called The Porn Star Guide to Great Sex.
That makes sense. Cashing in on it.
Yeah. You know, I think, I mean, well, first of all, you know what? I'm probably going to get this because I've heard porn stars say, like you say, it's just work to them.
It's work. You know what I mean? So yeah. You want to hear the experiences, what they talk about, because what we might look at, we look at it as
entertainment
or something that's taboo.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's something totally outside of the box.
Right.
For them, it's just something that they live every day.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And it's a story.
I don't know if I could bust that many nuts in a day. Like,
that's what they got pills for. They do the pills.
Nah, bro.
They do all that.
My record is 9 in a day. No, my record is 6. I jerked off for 9 hours. I was bored as fuck that day.
Huh?
I was on one.
Well, hold on. See,
9 hours straight?
I mean, I sat on the couch.
On the couch, nigga.
You wasn't even comfortable.
Hold on. This nigga said I sat on the couch like...
I mean,
I rode a bike. You know what I mean?
Yo,
I finished up on the couch. You know what I mean? Like,
listen, I had the day off. I was on the couch.
Like, you cut the grass. You know what I mean? No, fuck are you talking about? 9 hours.
I mean,
I hate working 8 hours. You're talking about jerking off for 9 hours?
It might have been a good 6 hours. Let's just say I was.
What
just,
the fuck is wrong with you?
Man,
where
bored.
Were the midgets?
Where were the midgets?
Where?
They weren't in my apartment that day.
Where were the strippers? Where was the junkies? Where was anybody? I don't give a fuck.
Ooh, no.
Nigga, you're talking about a self-pleasurement for 9 hours.
It was about six. It was about six.
I would have rented a rabbit. You know what I mean? Lick my balls. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
You jerk off a bit.
You have done so much in this episode. Now,
you jerk off a bit, you watch more.
Hey, thank you.
You know, then, you know, I was like, hey, you know, got to strike while the iron's hot. And then,
I'm
know,
still here.
The mood hit me, so I, you know, snap off another one. Yeah, I was sitting there chilling.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I should have watch Maury.
Yeah, I was like, you know what? You know, then the nigga from the Everest commercials came on, remember? If you're sitting on your couch.
And you then, were.
I was, but I did have a job. And then, you know, I was like, shit, you know, I'm going to snap off another one. And then watch some more TV, and then I snapped off another one. And then before I know it, it was like 6-7 hours later. I was still on the couch.
From now on, Jimmy. You shaking that nigga hand before I ever shake his hand. You know what I mean? Like,
bruh.
Yeah. We elbowing from bruh, now
don't,
on.
Don't let him fool you. He trying to front because you here.
What?
I think I was talking about snapping one off.
Oh, yeah. I jerked off. I don't jerk off for 6 hours, though. Like, bruh, that's
that was like 10 years ago.
Okay. Well, 10 years ago is the age that I am now. So,
see, yo. Go ahead. Hey! That's all we get. You know what I mean? No more, you know. No more
it's
Fresh Prince.
It's your one, huh?
Ain't no more Fresh Prince in you.
Hey, yo. Hey! Oh, damn. Yeah, he'll revolt in handshake.
Yeah.
Bummer.
My man. You know what I mean? Hey, yeah. Jimmy!
I'm not doing this with you.
I love you niggas.
Bro, there's
so, wash hands afterwards.
So hey, text me. You know what I mean? Fist bump nigga on the text. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I told him, you know, the place where we work.
You got secret cubbies?
No, bro, just listen. So I had a friend and she used to snap one off in between breaks.
At the job?
Yes.
Where we all work?
Yes. not
make it deeper.
Not where
yes.
you all work, but
yes.
at another place.
But at the same place.
At the yes. same building. Yes. So
in the bank. In
help
the
me, please. I don't want to have to edit this. No.
No. No, it's not here. I'm just saying, just think.
Oh, I.
In general, so in between breaks.
You, baby.
Like, she used to snap one up like all day.
I'm still married.
And,
you know what I mean?
And you talking like an 8 hour shift. You going outside
it's
4 or 5
years,
times.
You know what I mean?
And she used to snap
one
off.
I'm not paying attention.
I know he's not. And I'm just still talking.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
But yeah.
Text me later. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I forgot I can be seen. You know what I mean? I love you, baby.
But yeah, it's possible. It's possible.
It's all right.
Mm-hmm. Yo, I know what I'm gonna get him for Christmas.
What?
I'm gonna get him one of them meat strokers.
Instagram Heineken. You know what I mean? I'm starting
the stroke counters.
I'm starting the Instagram page right. Instagram Heineken Hank. You know what I mean? Reach me there. Anybody?
Coming out.
Miss Cleo, calming. Hey, yo, did you?
Uh-oh.
I'm going to say it. I don't want to say it, but I'm going to say it.
All right, let me get that.
And she loves me. And she's going to
love okay.
me.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. Let it go. Let it go.
Let it go. You seen Cleo the other day?
Oh, you tripping, bro.
I
didn't know you was doing
me
that.
Now.
I got it. Don't worry. All right.
Miss Cleo. No, fuck that. You know what I mean? That's all right. It's on me. You know what I mean? I can pay for that one. You know what I mean? That's on my budget.
Get a budget.
You ain't see it today? She like Miss Khalil. Call me now.
you gonna get us sued
for what?
I don't
ain't
know.
Ain't nothing I can't fix.
If y'all niggas, if y'all fix this shit, I'm boycotting.
we'll go ahead and start picking it outside, nigga.
Fuck this show.
No, podcast must go.
Oh my god, this shit. Oh man. So yeah. So this was supposed to be, you know, dedication to Mr. Marcus, because he's my hero.
Not quite, but we didn't quite achieve but that. But
Mr. Marcus,
shout out to you, man.
We salute you. You inspired a whole generation of
fuckers,
and fuckery.
Facts.
And you know, you fucked on.
You made it okay to fuck in boots, and shoes, and knee pads.
Yeah, the knee pads is skeptical, but it's all right.
I mean,
I just don't. A full contact sport.
Hey.
And knee pads is.
I see where you're going with this. I see it. Before you do it, I seen it the first time when you said it earlier, about 20 minutes ago. I was like, oh, God, it's getting mad. It's getting mad.
There is erotic grappling. That shit looks like fun. Shout out to Evolved Fights.
Oh yeah, I love that shit,
bruh.
I do. Fuck, Avery Jane was in that one. Shout out to Avery Jane, friend of the show.
Yes. Vic, he we'll
talk.
He would get his ass whooped.
Whip me, baby.
oh, not. I'm married.
Disclaimer. That's always a disclaimer.
Whip me, baby, right. Is wild. Right. Turned into Rick James.
Right.
Keep pushing me, baby.
it's the same shit for Cleo.
Calm me now.
Damn, Vic. You know what? That's why we call him Dirty Tim Vic.
Not a fuck is given.
Damn. You know.
It's all right.
But, yeah.
Thank you for having me.
So, jump on Pornhub. Let me see. Mr. Marcus, he is ranked. He does have a ranking. What is his ranking?
They rank porn stars?
Yeah. So, like, on next videos, he is ranked, let's see, he is ranked number 58.
Out of what?
It's a good question.
How many awards has he received?
He has received, let's see, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. He's got 10 awards from AVN, Urban X. AVN XRCO, which is the X-rated critics organization.
Who's the top urban award winner? You know what I mean? White people, they're gonna have their own shit.
Well, no. That's the thing about the Urban X Awards.
No, but I'm saying, you know what I mean? It is, but it's still gonna be judged by category as white people. White people are always gonna have.
No, okay. So you have different, just like you have the Grammys, and then you have the Soul Train Awards and the BET Awards.
I get it.
Right. So, but
it's always going to be biased to white people.
In what way?
Are you going to tell me that a black female artist has trumped for the AVN for a year?
Yeah.
And continuously? Has,
right? It's not white. Like, you have somebody like Anna Fox.
But I'm saying continuously.
Well, see, that's the thing about porn is they're raising awareness to say, hey, you know, you all have, just like remember the year, boycott the Grammys?
Right.
And then the next year they was like, all right, bet. Y'all, you know, urban music is a thing, so we're going to get you seated at the table.
But it's that's what I'm saying.
Same thing in porn.
But so, that's what I'm saying. So, like, maybe if he won a certain amount of awards for the year, or maybe 2 years, but it's somebody else that's going to probably trump because of the fact that the artists of porn could be with the marketplace of, you know what I mean, the buyer standpoint.
I see where you're going.
You know
so,
what I mean?
So a lot of that comes down to it's just like every award, so they give, like, there's a group of people.
So let me ask you a question. So do you think Cherokee at one time when she was at a height, or Pinky, she was continuously winning awards in these categories for the AVNs compared to what it would be categorized as if it was BET Awards. Yeah. You know what I mean?
No.
So you can have the Grammys, but you're going to have the BET Awards. You know what I mean? So on the BET Awards, you're going to win. Nicki Minaj is going to be the height on the BET right. Awards. On the Grammys, she might not win that many. She might not even be considered.
The audiences are, right. The audiences are different. So it's just a matter of, because for a lot of these awards, it's who they present, who they put forth. So I think it was one episode where we were looking at who had the best boobs in porn, right? And it was the same names, right? And of course, I think I looked at four different lists from four different places. There was no mention of Jada Fire. There was no mention of Ava Devine. There was no mention of.
So it was just white titties.
It did, right. And these were the.
Pink areolas.
These were the typical.
Pink areolas.
The stereotypical.
Pink areolas. It looks nice in.
These were.
In the shadows. The light hit the areolas.
These were the typical.
Get through it. Get through it.
All of them.
You're doing great, though. You're doing great.
You were fighting.
Every curveball. Don't stop. Right. Every curveball that I was throwing, yeah. You were doing it.
He said, you know that, I mean? Shit six times, and you just kept on starting over. I was just like, you can do this. Finish it. Finish him.
Right. But he's not going to keep saying it any longer.
So that's what pissed me off is, like, I'm looking at this list, and I'm like, yo, Jada Fire has some great fucking titties. How is she not on this list? But it's a matter of. And then at the same time, it's kind of like, yo. List are arbitrary. We can sit here and talk about who's got the best nipples in porn, but that's us. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's all a matter. I mean, at the end of the day, none of these awards mean shit. You know, like you're jerking off. Like you're gonna. I don't give a fuck if somebody wins 10 AVN awards. Guess what? If like we was. I was in a group chat with my other homies, and we were talking about who plays for the Hornets, LaMelo Ball.
He's Tiana Trump.
He's dating Tiana Trump.
Yeah,
right. And everybody's like, "Oh, that's what's up."
Are them other homies in jail? Huh? I'm just trying to figure out because I'm trying to get to back to the synopsis of you talking about talking to them niggas, but it's going to come to some porn shit. I'm just trying to find out if they're in jail.
What? All
right.
They in, you know, jail. All right, so
okay, so yeah.
So they was happy for him.
Yeah, they was like, okay, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up. And I said, she's a mid level to me, in my opinion. She's a mid level porn star.
Okay,
and to me, she didn't do anal. So I was like, yeah.
That puts you higher on the list.
It put
females higher on the list.
I like anal porn.
Okay.
So if I see some fire, like Monet Devine.
This nigga said if I see some fire porn, some fire anal porn. Do you hear this shit? You heard it. You gotta listen to what he's saying, the key words. But go ahead.
Bruh.
Okay.
It's not like I'm inventing it.
I'm not saying that you are, and I'm not saying that you invent the words.
He's new here.
I am. I'm very new here. I'm very new here. You know what I mean?
Okay. He does it.
I'm a virgin to this shit. You know what I mean?
Say that now.
I'm a virgin to this shit. Yeah, I'm a virgin to this slang.
So yes, okay. And that's the thing about porn. If you want to watch a specific category, you can do that. If you want to watch squirting at work videos. There's videos of women who masturbate secretly under their desk. I like that shit. I watch it all the time.
Jimmy? Get away from me. Come back.
Sorry.
Come back, Jimmy.
I got to do something.
You're the savior to me in this
conversation. I'm sorry. I got sidetracked. No, I really don't care for masturbation videos. It's not
at
really
work?
A thing.
The pink,
at work?
The pink.
No.
Oh. Not at work?
Them shit's at work.
No. Nobody at work?
Nope.
Nobody. No visuals at work.
Turn him.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
It was. Didn't say anything.
That was clean.
I got
that. That was clean. What are you talking about?
You gotta wrap it up. You wrap it.
But yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Niggas scared of censorship. You know what I mean?
Scared of censorship. Scared of getting stabbed.
From who? Oh no, please just wrap it up. Please.
Wrap it up, B.
So go ahead.
So yo, yeah, shout out to Mr. Marcus, man. Thank you for everything you've done in porn. You've inspired me. Come on, man. Stay with me.
Just keep going. Work cut out for me now this week.
Yo, we forgot the porn clip of the week. The porn clip of the week is Mr. Marcus and Superhead.
I've seen that.
Vintage.
You know,
she looks really regular in that.
Vintage. Really she was regular. Comfortable.
Yeah,
she was comfortable. It was nothing that she didn't feel like she was uncomfortable with doing. You know what I mean?
I mean, I didn't.
This was pre trash can too, right?
Pre what?
Trash can.
What do you mean?
Before she got thrown in the trash can.
She got thrown in the trash can.
This Superhead we talking about, right?
Yeah.
You know what I think? Because
who threw her in the trash can?
You don't remember the video? We'll talk about that later. Okay.
I remember that, but I remember when she came out with that book.
I remember the book.
Oh, it was, man, it was a lot of upset people.
You don't remember the video? It was a tour video, and I can't remember what Earth? Came through. Yeah, somebody threw in the trash can.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, that could have been pre-trash cans, I mean.
So anyway,
what in the right. trash can?
Jump on Pornhub and check out, and just the name of it tripped me out. Hip hop. Oh no! I take that back. That's a different one. Let's see. Just type in Mr. Marcus and Superhead. It's an old joint. But yeah, we also got Hip Hop Booty Call. That's got Mr. Marcus in. That was actually kind of fire. Hip Hop Booty Call.
That was the one before Jamie Foxx and them, right? What do you call?
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah. And then he did a scene with, I know you remember Obsession.
I do.
Yeah.
I did.
Yo got excited.
Yeah. Boy, she was on Ass Watchers.
Man, what you know about Ass Watchers?
Everything.
Was it Ass Watchers or Ass Watch? Like Baywatch? I think it was Ass Watch.
That's a good question. That does make a difference, though. The show makes a difference.
So, shout out to Mr. Marcus, man. You know, thank you for inspiring us to fuck with our boots on, our shoes on, our hats on. We appreciate your contribution to the culture. You know, let's see. Shout out to this guy over here, Dirty Tim Vic. It's his first time on the podcast, and it might be his last.
Thank you very much. I'm just glad to show up. Thank you.
You know,
I've been kicked out of better places.
That's all I know.
That's all I can say.
You got any shout outs, man?
Shout out to Lauren. Shout out to Lauren.
Yeah, shout out to Lauren. Hi, Norm. Trying to keep him out of trouble.
Shut up. Please shut up. Please shut up. Why would we do that? Norm.
Thanks for not being here. You brought me here.
Oh man, yeah. Just shout out to everybody.
It's another week. We are off the rails.
I'll be back.
I'll be back.
I don't know about that. But thank you for tuning in to the Laptop Chronicles, man. Thank you for all your support. Yo, this week, yo, shout out to fucking, it's Hype Williams Jr. over here, man. Cause come with the videos and bro, you be making it happen.
We ain't got a choice. We got to make sure the brands are strong.
Yeah, for sure. So thank you to everybody who tuned in this week, man. We had a major, major week on Laptop Chronicles.
I'm going to try that when I go home.
See, I told you. He's looking at the ad.
Right. I'm going to try that.
See? It's like a fleshlight.
No,
you talking about the apple cider vinegar?
The apple cider vinegar. I'm trying it. I'm going to fucking
Trader
Joe's.
Oh, it closed. I needed to go there to get some pineapple juice.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Eat clean, you'll taste better.
Nice segue.
Drop down to get your Kegel on. Watch out for motorcycles. Drink water. What else we got?
It looked like I need to put my dick in the tip of a goddamn bottle. You know what I mean?
That's it. That's it. Because you a wild nigga for that. I don't even know where that came from. Hey.
Laptop Chronicles, we out.
So peep, ain't no relief when I'm stomping through the mud, playing my part, never hard, got a partner in the drugs, slugs for the bugs, truly never gave a fuck, pass the doobie to me, zooming when the shrooms be in my blood, chain swinging, banging like I'm ganging shit, niggas hate, I won't debate, I gotta watch me bang this bitch, sing for this masterpiece, normal rapidly, pass the peas and carrots, if you sparing, no comparing, nigga, ask my G's, what? I took a break to thank the Lord, cause I'm dopening you poses, then I wrote another bomb, I prayed twice, word the moms made ice in my juice, put the steel in my palm, wow. Fully focused on the mission, repetition made me better, think whatever beat me winning. Polo on a sweater, new endeavors getting listed, roll another cause I'm pissed, but the piff got me lifted. Early on my 33rd, rolled a blunt, called out, fuck work, what's the word? Turbulence upon the flight, I rival, call my nerves, need the beach cheese, some peace weed, and time with her. What? It's my turn, so they say live words, turn to my verse, spazzing all these days, now with pace. Words rhyme, drop another song, stay consistent on the mission, these niggas ain't popping long. I counted all my money, it was raining, I ain't complaining, but still wish it was sunny, what? Tried to watch something funny, cause I'm angry on the usual, the music's still abundant, what?